Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The Holy Spirit himself will reveal what you need to know and believe about his manifestation, but we've missed the main point. And the main point there is in Acts chapter 2, where it says that once these young believers were visited by the Holy Spirit, they were full. And that's really, to me, the main point is they were filled. They were satisfied. They had this deep contentment. They had power, but they had this deep contentment in their relationship with Jesus that was brought them by the Holy Spirit. He is our comforter. He's the one who reminds us we have the right to call God Abba, Father. And when I realized, you know, I don't have the power that I want to have when I go out and I talk about Jesus, and I want more contentment, I want more fullness. So, you know, all the smart theologians can argue about xenolalia and glossalia. I know just enough to explain the difference. I am not a cessationist, but I'm not wise enough to join that doctrinal debate at its zenith. Hmm. And again, I think we miss the point.
Yeah.
Because Jesus says you'll receive power from the Holy Spirit. The manifestation of tongues is just one of the characteristics of the Holy Spirit. There are so many more. And so if you're in a church that says we don't believe that, you know, don't go against the order of the church that God has planted you in, but say, do I have power? Do I witness? Am I full? If you can't answer yes to all of those, you may be missing out on characteristics of the Holy Spirit where you've thrown the baby out with the bathwater. And so that's really more the point I wanted to bring up, is not to deepen the battle lines between, let's just, you know, this is an overgeneralization, but let's say between people who would generally be classified as charismatic, although really we're all charismatic, so that the word charisma means, you know, we all have the Spirit, and between somebody who's more mainstream. I'm not in any way trying to cause argument or deepen the battle lines. I'm trying to say, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater, because Jesus said, you will all, not just Pentecostals, you will all receive power from the Holy Spirit. And I think in mainstream Christian culture, I think we've missed the point. And so I think we all have a lot to learn about the empowering and the comfort and the conviction and the closeness of the Holy Spirit. He's the paraclete. He's the one Jesus gave us to walk beside us until he comes back and brings the bride home. And so if you don't have a relationship with that third aspect of our Trinitarian God, then I would encourage you to pursue it.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.